Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hey, thanks for joining us here at Derek Prince Legacy Radio. So glad to have you with us here on this Wednesday. We're in a fantastic, powerful series by Derek Prince called Basics of Deliverance. I'll tell you what, I've seen so many lives changed by these truths right here. Today, Derek will be talking to us about what he's been talking to us about all week, which is how to expel the enemy. If you can pull aside for a moment, listen up real closely because this is transforming.
If you are seeking deliverance, there may come a moment when you have to choose between two things, your dignity and your deliverance. Now, if dignity is more important to you than deliverance, you know what your problem is? Pride. That's right. I always think of this doctor's wife in the state of Alabama. She was a kind of southern style lady. She'd heard me teaching and she came up and said, "Mr. Prince, if I understand what you're saying, if I'm to be delivered, I may scream." I said, "It could happen." But she said, "I was brought up that a lady doesn't scream in public." Well, I said, "Suppose you were in a river drowning and you were going down for the third time and you thought there might be someone on the bank who could rescue you, would you be too ladylike to scream?" You see, that's an option. You can choose to drown or you can be a little less ladylike for 5 minutes. But my advice to people is let your dignity go because it'll come back. And when you've been delivered... when you've been delivered, you'll be much more dignified. You won't have this thing inside you struggling all the time. Okay, but I really say humility is the key. All right, the next is confess your faith in Christ. I won't put your, but you understand that. Because he is the high priest of our confession. When we confess right, he comes to our help. But if we don't make the right confession, we don't get him on the scene. Number four, confess any known sin. All right, I'll write ditto there. Any known sin. And I want to put, but I don't have room on the line, by yourself or your ancestors. In some cases, you have to identify yourself with the family problem and say, "It's my problem, I confess it, I ask for forgiveness," even though it was your grandmother or your aunt or whoever it was. Number five, repent of all sin. Without repentance, you remember what we've been saying all along? Without repentance, there is no deliverance. And I'll put here Proverbs 28:13, which says, "He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." Do you want mercy? You've got to do two things, confess and forsake. That's old-fashioned, but then God hasn't changed, you understand? A lot of people have the attitude, "If I don't confess my sin, God will never know about it." Really, I've met many people. That's a mistake. God knows already. He's not asking you to confess in order that he can find out. He's asking you to confess in order that he can have mercy on you. Understand? And let me tell you some other good news. God is unshockable. You can tell him the worst about yourself. He already knows it and he still loves you. But if you hold it in, you've held your problem in. All right, number six. Break with occult curses, which we're going to deal with tonight. I can't go into that in detail now. And secret societies. Okay, especially Freemasonry. That is a source of the most tremendous demonic problems. And it goes from generation to generation, including retardation, crippling, all sorts of problems. All right, really, that's part of repentance, you understand? But I've put it up separately. Number seven, forgive others. All others. Everybody. I had a friend years back who was a veterinarian. He needed deliverance, but he didn't get delivered till he'd forgiven the whole IRS. That was his problem. None of you have that problem, I'm sure. Jesus said in Matthew 11:25, when you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anybody. That leaves out nothing and nobody. It's your responsibility to forgive. You don't wait till they humble themselves and say, I really am sorry for what I did to you. You forgive them, not for their sake primarily, but for your sake. I tell people, forgiving others is not being super spiritual or sentimental. It is really simply enlightened self-interest. That's all it is.
More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Jesus said, in my name they will drive out demons. In the book, Expelling Demons, Derek Prince reveals what the Bible has to say about demons and your authority over them. As you read its pages, you'll benefit from Derek's extensive study of the reality of demons as he shares from his own personal experiences. It's such important information. We want to send you a copy of Expelling Demons, free and postage paid. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, 888-737-0771. Jesus drove out demons. So should you. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us online at derekprince.org.
And number 8, one beautiful brief word, expel. We'll come to that a little later, but passivity doesn't get you anywhere. You've got to take action. The simplest action to take is to begin to breathe out. In both Hebrew and Greek, the word for spirit is the same word for breath. I remember a little boy, or rather a mother, who came to me, asked me to pray for a little boy of about 4 or 5. I said, what's his problem? She said, allergies. What kind of allergies? Food allergies. What's he allergic to? Tell me what he isn't allergic to. Well, I said, I'm going to deal with it as an evil spirit. Is that okay? She said, fine. I said, I need to talk to your son. I talked to him in very simple child language, said, there's a bad spirit, like a breath, inside you. I'm going to command it to come out in the name of Jesus. I want you to let it go. So when I say in the name of Jesus, you blow it out. So he was like a little soldier, prayed for him, said, in the name of Jesus, and he went, that was all. So I thought, did it work or didn't it? So I just had to leave it with the Lord. About 3 days later, the lady came back and said, pray for me. I said, what is your problem? She said, allergies. I said, tell me first what happened to your son. Well, she said, he marched straight home, went to the refrigerator, opened it, and sampled everything in it, and nothing did him any harm. See how simple. Except you become like a little child, you don't get these benefits. All right, now that's how to get them out. That's the most important piece of information. Even if you don't understand how they came in, what matters is to know how to get them out. Now we're going on to the problem area. Why some people are not delivered. Okay, this is mainly for those who are going to be in this ministry. Why some are not delivered. Basically, it's for not meeting the conditions. Listen, deliverance is not so much a test of your spiritual power. It's a test of whether the people have met the condition. Don't focus on yourself. Focus on getting the people to meet the conditions. Because once they've met the conditions, they will be delivered. You may feel yourself a little midget, but you're representing a victorious Christ. All right, number 1, lack of repentance. Okay, there's no guarantee to anybody who is not willing to repent. Number 2, lack of desperation. I say deliverance is for the desperate. Summed up in one word, passivity. You find that particularly in people who've been in Oriental cults, because they've encouraged a kind of putting your mind in neutral, you understand? And many times you've got to do something to prod them. See, I want to say again, Christ has given us authority over evil spirits, but not over the human will. You cannot will for the other person. The person has to will for himself. Number three, wrong motives. Scripture I'll give you there is James 4 and verse 3, which says, you ask and you receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your lusts. We are not delivered just to get off the hook. You understand? A lot of people would like to get off the hook. We're delivered in order to serve the Lord. People who come merely to get off the hook do not qualify for deliverance. Number four, you better go down this list and check yourself while we're going through it. Self-centeredness. Desire for attention. Some people don't get delivered because they wouldn't be the center of attention any longer. You understand? You find some of the chronic cases of deliverance never want to get delivered because they're poor, neglected, rejected people. This is the only time they get the center of the stage. One thing you'll notice about all people affected by demons is in some way or other they are self-centered. In fact, self-centeredness is an invitation to demon attention. Sometimes you just have to let the person go and say, listen, you've heard enough, you can do it for yourself, and if you don't do it for yourself, nobody else is going to do it for you.
You know, we are so eager for you to be delivered. We're so eager that you not live your life with a demonic force running you in some part of your life, stealing your victory, stealing your connection to Jesus, destroying you, bringing guilt and shame. We want to see you set free. And we can help you a bit more with that if you will go on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DPM Legacy. That's facebook.com/DPM Legacy. You can check out what we're doing. We can connect with you, and hopefully we can really pump some more of the Word of God into your life. Hey, that's all the time we have for now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
For more information about anything heard on today's program, give us a call at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Visit us securely online at derekprince.org.